Welcome to this Eagles draft update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. The man, the myth, the legend, Tony. One day in at the Senior Bowl down in Mobile, we saw both practices. Tell us who stood out, starting at quarterback. Who's the best guy here?
Well, definitely Derek Carr. I mean, it was a lot of headlines and expectations for Carr coming into the week. I thought he did well today. He wasn't spectacular, but you know what? He's got a big-time arm. He threw with all the passes with velocity, good timing. He worked well with new receivers. Thought he had a good day.
Eagles always looking for offense, but defense, I think, is what piques fans' interest the most here. We hear that Eagles are looking for those big people who beat up little people, especially maybe at that nose tackle position. Tell us who the guys were that stood out there.
Yeah, two guys. First of all, DeAndre Coleman of California, I think, performed much better than expected. He's known as a strong, stout gap occupier, someone who holds the point of attack. Showed a lot of agility and athleticism here, not just the ability to bull rush opponents, but to get around them with good swim moves and quickness and technique. I also thought that Rashid Hegeman of Minnesota played well. I mean, the guy is a beast. When he's on his game, he's unstoppable. He looks like a massive athlete that is just able to beat opponents in a variety of ways. He needs to pull his game together and be consistent, but he showed a lot of skill.
Hageman's a big dude, over 6'6". Is he a potential possibility at 22 for the Eagles?
I think that's a bit of a stretch. I think he'll be available. I don't know if the Eagles want to take him at that point. Maybe if they really like him, trade down a few slots and then take Hageman.
And then also at defensive tackle, maybe one of the best prospects here. Had a great day, Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh. He's a little bit smaller, but he's very impressive.
Unstoppable. It started at weigh-ins this morning for Donald, where he looked really fit and really in shape up on the stage. Big, strong legs, and he really transitioned well here in practice. I mean, Cyril Richardson went up against the Baylor guard, who a lot of people think is going to be a second-round pick, who outweighs Donald by a good 40 pounds, pancaked him. I mean, just threw him to the ground, bull rushed him off the line, which the scouts drew a lot of wows from them. But the fact is, he also showed a lot of quickness, a lot of good technique with his hands and with his arms getting off blocks, constantly behind the line of scrimmage. The problem for Aaron Donald, under 6'1", 288 pounds, is he going to be able to stay on the line of scrimmage? Is he quick enough or fast enough that maybe you move him to an inside linebacker position in a 3-4? The guy can play football, no doubt about it. He showed it here today. He's just going to have to get over the fact that he's size deficient.
If you're looking for versatility on defense, one of the guys who stood out to you was the only junior here, Adrian Hubbard from Alabama.
It looks like a power forward on the football field. I mean, just very smooth, covers a lot of area, got great depth on his pass drops, goes sideline to sideline, made a nice play in coverage. The fact that with Hubbard is he's got to start to make plays on the ball. He's always around the action, but he seems just to come up a little bit shy. If he ever pulls it together and really starts to make plays on the football, he can be a very productive player.
Lastly, one of the other positions we're watching is those big cornerbacks, and a few of those guys here, Stanley Jean-Baptiste from Nebraska, Keith McGill from Utah, and maybe even Walt Akins from Liberty.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about McGill from Utah because, again, in the weigh-ins this morning, he was physically very impressive, tall, 6'3", he's got long arms, he's got a fit body, and showed some skill in coverage. I mean, he's able to basically just out-muscle and beat down opponents to defend the pass. A little bit stiff moving backwards, so I think everybody's been talking about maybe pushing him into safety. I think we saw that today because he's better facing the action, moving forward, as opposed to making plays in reverse.
McGill goes 6'3". He's a player we'll be keeping an eye on all week here at the Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf. Much more coming your way this week on Philadelphia.